It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI. Mount Vernon Football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Keitel Eye Care, Expressway Chevrolet, J&J Welding, Crane Credit Union, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon Inn Club, Bullard Electric, Team Milam ERA First Advantage Realty, Expressway Jeep, and the Coach's Show is hosted by United Fidelity Bank. And now here's your host, Alan Buck.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We're here in United Fidelity Bank's lobby, and I'm sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher. We're going to talk about the game last Friday. Unfortunately, it's the end of the season. We'll say farewell to four seniors. But I want to jump into the game last Friday, in case nobody knows, was 55-35. Now, Justin, only one time during the season, Heritage Hills beat Southridge 43-14. Nobody else put 35 points on them. We went up there. I mean, you guys went up there, took a good team up there, and played them toe-to-toe, punched them in the mouth a few times, got punched in the mouth a few times. But I tell you what, there are three plays, if you can reverse them, it's an even ball game. And I know you can't play sports like that and say, we don't like that play, so we're going to throw it out. But we're down on the two-yard line. I think we had third and goal at the two. We don't punch it in. There's a score that we could have, could have, should have, would have had. We're down at the other end, I guess next quarter. We're on the 15. We throw an interception at the goal line. You know, another score we could have punched in. Another possession, we got it on our own 25-30. And their number 50, the linebacker that was a real stud all night long, Davis Schwartz, intercepts it and goes back for a touchdown. That's three scores, non-scores. This is an even ball game. I mean, you guys, this was a great game, really. I know that's not the way you see it.
I agree to a certain extent. I think offensively, part of what you're saying is accurate because offensively we put up 35 points against a pretty good team. And then, like you said, our first drive, we got stopped on fourth and goal, from their 1 yard line. So, yeah, I feel like offensively we did a lot of good stuff. Defensively, to give up that many rushing yards, it kind of made us feel like we were never really truly totally in the game because we couldn't get a stop on defense. You know what I mean? So and that's not something that's been new. I mean, we've kind of had those troubles all year, going back to Pike Central, even Forest Park, sure, and Gibson Southern, and defending the run.
If you keep pace with them, if you scored on that first one instead of getting stopped, I mean, like I said, you can't stop a rushing juggernaut like they have, but they would have to chase us as well because they couldn't stop you guys with your passing attack.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying, and there's a lot of positives there, and there's a lot of things to highlight that are very good. That's really not the way you want to play. It's not sustainable. I think it's one thing to, defensively when you're giving up yardage through the air, but when you're giving up on the ground, that's a whole different deal. It is what it is. Like I said, that's kind of been our weakness all year is our rush defense. And then, I was kind of fearful that might be the case on Friday night. I didn't expect it to be like that. We kind of, we had a hard time getting off the field or getting a stop defensively. So, yeah, they didn't have any passing yards whatsoever. So.
Right. Well, they had one ball that was caught, but we caught it. So, but they we got players that can play at that level and go to. I haven't seen a wide receiver all year as good as Nash Hostetter, and I have not seen a receiving core all year as good as your four, Hostetter, Pedrotti, Schickel, and Clowers.
I don't think there's any doubt that. I think our offensive line played very well this year. I think where we really struggled was just
depth.
Defensive line, our offensive linemen really didn't play defensive line. And then that just wasn't a position that's a position where we just struggled with. I mean, it is what it is. We can sit here and talk about it over and over. From a personnel standpoint to people who are willing to do it, that's just the way it is. So that was just the weakness of our team, and that's just kind of how it unfolded, and that's kind of how Friday night unfolded, unfortunately. But that doesn't diminish, you know, a lot of the positive things that happened on Friday night. I thought the effort by many of our kids on Friday night was outstanding, and there was a lot of things to take away from that were very good and exciting, and a lot of individual efforts that were encouraging. It's we're close, but you know, yet there's a lot of work that has to be done.
Absolutely, but you've made tons of progress, and this is just one more step on the ladder. It reminds me when years ago when my son played at Wrights, and they were very, very good, and they played at Enloe Field playing against Harrison. At halftime, Harrison was ahead, and people in the fans or in the stands, the fans were getting all over our coach, which I wasn't a particular fan, but I just looked at him. I defended him. I said, they've got 5 linemen. We've got 15. We're going to win in the second half. We'll blow them out. And we did, because we literally had 15 linemen. They were interchangeable. If you guys had even 10, because if you had 10 and could play a solid defensive line and not double the efforts of the offensive guy, it's a whole different season. And because the ones you had, like I said, they were good. They did their jobs well. But the big uglies cannot go that many minutes on both sides of the ball.
And I think this has to be noted too. And you know, this is a talk show and the coach show or whatever. So you have to talk about specific things within the
sure.
team. And
sure.
you know, when I look at, and maybe this is an excuse, when I look at Southridge, you know, they came out and ran a double tight end formation,
yep.
and both their tight ends were seniors, both mm-hmm. their offensive tackles were seniors, both their offensive guards were seniors, and their center was a senior. And the other 3 kids they had playing on offense were juniors. So
yeah.
they had 7 seniors up front.
That's a breakdown.
Yep. And so all of their linemen and tight ends were seniors. So what's the point of me mentioning that? Well, let's take a kid like Hunter Pedrotti that has really came on and in his senior year and just found, I think, the significance of what his senior year means to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens if you have 10 or 12 seniors and a couple other kids come on in that fashion that mm-hmm. you might be able to fit in a defensive position and helps you out. I think that's the thing that can't be overstated enough, is that's something that we you know, at times with, you know, considering how we didn't have a whole lot of you know, seniors and a whole lot of depth, there were some positive things in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, cases like Friday night where it kind of reared its head on defense, you know, but yeah, there's a lot here we could talk about, and a lot of positives to take away from Friday night. Mm-hmm. Offensively, you know, total yards 440 against Southridge. That's a pretty good night.
That was definitely good.
And then, you know, Ryder, the way he threw the ball, Nash, you know, had 3 more touchdowns, 5 receptions. Schickel had 8 for 75, some tough catches. Hunter Pedrotti had 6 for 167. I mean, there was a lot of positive things, and I don't think it was a thing of where, you know, the kids didn't play hard on defense. It's just, that's just not
mm-hmm.
we got to get in the weight room and get stronger, and hopefully a year older we'll make a difference, and we'll be better next year for it.
Absolutely. But then, and that's, you know, each year since we started here down here, and I started here 7 years ago, team's been getting better. Sometimes it's a big jump, sometimes it's a little step, but you got, like I said, you've got players that can play toe-to-toe with these guys. You just don't have quite as many of them.
Yeah, and sometimes whenever progress is made, sometimes, you know, there's some lateral steps too. It's not always,
of course,
you know. And I would say one thing, I'm going to mention this, and I'm not going to dwell on it. I was encouraged by some of the effort. I was a little disappointed in some of our the way we conducted ourselves on Friday night in some instances, and that's something that, you know, hasn't been a problem this year. And we got to work on that and have a little more poise overall, you know, probably on the sideline and you know, on the field too. And so that's something we'll continue to work on and get better on. And football is an emotional game, and sometimes that happens, and those things happen. We have to be better as a team, you know, kids and adults alike, about how we handle those situations. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that, you know, we'll improve on going forward too.
There you got it from the coach. Always looking for progress in all kinds of different ways. We're gonna take a quick break, send it back to the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Ram announces the best offers of the year. Get 25% off remaining new 2024 Ram 1500s, like a loaded 24 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Now $44,673, save over $14,000. Get 15% off a loaded new 2025 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Only $519 per month. Zero down, sign and drive. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, 245.B. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details. Excludes previous offers. 25 Ram, 42 month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Zero down, less finance. West Atlantis Finance. Jump with approved credit. Includes two coupons.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Bullard Electric in Mount Vernon is a proud sponsor of Mount Vernon Wildcats football. They are dedicated to providing quality workmanship and have done so since 1950. And they specialize in a wide range of electrical services and reliable solutions for both residential and commercial customers. Bullard Electric wishes all the best this season to the Wildcats players and coaches. Bullard Electric, 812-455-5027.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M-Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M-Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M-Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one. DiMaggio's. Can't wait? Online orders are available at orderdimaggios.com. They also have savory pizza, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck here with Justin Fisher. We've been talking about the positives and a little bit of shortcomings from the game against Southridge the other night. One of the things Southridge did, I mean, you know, we're talking about players that can compete toe-to-toe with those guys. If I'm Southridge kicking off, you got Nash Hostetter in the middle of the field. You got Hunter Pedroia on the right. I'm kicking to – who the heck's that Weintraub kid? Let's kick it to him. And he runs it back 60 yards, 65?
Yeah, he had a nice run back there.
Wasn't that sweet?
It was.
But if you're Southridge, that's exactly what you want to do.
Sure.
And the kid made him pay. He's a good athlete. Do you think he's going to enjoy football now that he's getting a taste of it?
Well, we're hoping so. I mean, I think he's one of those kids, too, another year to get stronger. And
Well, yeah, the light bulb will go on for
him. Yeah, he's definitely got some potential. He played a lot of JV and had some success there, as you would expect him to. And then, I think he's got a chance if he gets stronger and commits himself. He has a chance to really help us out next year and as a receiver or defensive back.
He looks like he's got really good physical skills, but football's still kind of brand new to him.
It is. I mean, just learn how to control your body and just pad level sometimes. I think when the kid hasn't played football a lot, their pad level a lot of times is high.
That's a concept that when you say it to non-football players, what the heck's he talking about? You know, is this kid taller or shorter or what? What's pad level? But that's something that this kid, he's a junior in high school and just now going to learn it.
You know? Looks a good athlete, better person, so he's a great kid to have around. Mm-hmm. And really looking forward to him and his progress.
Well, you know, I always talk about their kids – they're going through adolescence. Everybody grows at different stages and different paces. You got players sometimes that'll make 2 years worth of progress in 1 year, and I would say Hunter Pedroti is one of those. He made an entire season worth of progress by mid-year this year. I mean, he just really came along. Weintraut, given his lack of experience and all, he'll go through the learning curve real fast. I would look at him, if he puts in the work, he'll come back next fall with two more years of progress in just the 1 year. That's my prediction, by God. Write it down. He's in ink.
Luke's a talented individual, good baseball player, good athlete. We were fortunate enough to be able to talk him to come out and play, and I think he offers a lot of upside, and he has a lot of ceiling to him as a player. I think the biggest thing for him is continue to get stronger in the weight room, like so many of us need to do. And in the off season, we need to have a great off season in there. And I think I'm looking forward to that. You know, kind of taking a break and forgetting about football a little bit until Thanksgiving, and then
I was going to say just 2 weeks or so is all you're going to do.
Well, yeah,
3 weeks.
Hopefully that 2 or 3 weeks is kind of needed, I think, probably for everybody. I think the kids are probably tired of hearing me. And, you know, when you're doing this week in and week out, it becomes a long season. So now that it is over, unfortunately, you know, having a little bit of downtime and to get away from it for a little bit and recharge the battery and start looking forward to the following year and what things we can do to maybe make progress and hopefully get better.
Yeah, it always one of the things going back to even youth sports, used to get so mad at baseball coaches. They want kids playing baseball year round. I said, look, let them play all the different sports. First of all, to figure out what they like and don't like. Secondly, I mean, my kids, they love football. By the time football was over, they were looking forward to basketball. They loved basketball. By the time basketball was over, it was either baseball or track, depending on the kid. They look forward to the next one. And the cross training is beneficial too, but the refreshing of the mind, the brain, you're no longer playing the same football, hitting the same kids head-to-head every day in practice. Now you're going on to another sport. So when you come back for football next August or next July or whenever you start practice up, they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate that some of that's kind of gone by the wayside. But maybe the good thing about football is that I don't think that – there's a need for us. I think our focus has to be just getting in the weight room.
Yeah.
When the kids have the class at school, you know, lifting hard there, I think we're continuously trying to make that good for the kids and working on that currently. And then I think us as a unit and a football team get in there together and lifting together and making progress.
If the moms need cooking lessons because they need to fatten up some of those linemen, I can come down and help with that. We need some big old heavy. If Drew Aaron were twins, we'd have been a lot better this season.
Yeah, and so I mean, we got to have a great off season and get stronger. But
you do.
I'm glad you mentioned the seniors too, because you know, anytime the season's over, that's always a tough moment for those kids after the game. And I think the game was a little bit odd on Friday night. You know, it just kind of got wild a little bit there towards the end. But I think. You know, just having the being able to talk to those kids after the game, I think the reality sets in anytime you play your last high school football game for Drew Aaron and Hunter Pedroti and Davey Jones and Connor Collins. That's always a kind of a reality check when you realize that, you know, it's over. And just happy that those kids had we had a winning record.
Yep.
We would like for it to have been better than 5-5, but there were some positive things that happened along the year, and just
of course
really think a lot of them is. You know, I just value them as people, and hope they feel the same way.
Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we can talk about those kids individually and then talk about some specifics leading up to next year. So let's send it back to the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union, It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
It's truck season, and we have something to howl about at Express Buy Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR, or $14,500 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT, $24,990. For a wicked good deal, shop ExpressWayChevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 and newer vehicles. Owner loyalty may apply, 0% for 36 months, and no payments for 90 days must be financed through GMF. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
Attention Mount Vernon, whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Final time for the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 FM WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Justin Fisher. And talking real fast because we got a lot to get through in these last few minutes. But, you know, we got four seniors. David Jones, his last game, he blocks an extra point. I mean, that's, you talk about effort from the opening gun till the final whistle. You know, the game was out of reach at that point, but he came around the corner and blocked an extra point. That's pretty special.
That was neat to see him do that and a smile on his face afterwards. So I think, you know, at that point, I believe the score was 55-28. So I think just for him to be able to do that and enjoy what time he had remaining on the field as a senior was pretty cool to see that. So yeah, that was enjoyable to see that.
Yeah, we don't block a whole lot of extra points.
No, we don't.
So not many people do in high school because there's too big of a downside if you interfere and then the team gets a 2-point conversion from the 1.5 or something.
Yeah, just looking at Davey's contribution too. I mean, we kind of shuffled him back and forth between the defensive line. He ended up playing mostly defensive line this year. Then he played linebacker on Friday night for us, but he ended up with right around 50 tackles for the season, a couple of tackles for loss. So he was a solid contributor for us on the defensive side of the ball. And I just really like him. I'm sure there's and through all this times. I mean, I'm sure he was maybe at times frustrated with moving back and forth, but that's part of it. And then
The willingness to contribute whichever spot you put him in, and when he's what's he carrying 150 pounds,
right?
And so he's given up a lot down low in the line, but he's still there were a lot of games where he's got his hands on people and slowing them down for the cavalry to come in and make the final tackle.
Right.
You had, last year you talked about Connor Collins missing him because of injury. I didn't realize how good that kid can flat play. He's just a ball player.
He's certainly aggressive on the offensive line. I think he's kind of been beat up and, dealing with some shoulder issues this year, to what extent. I know it's affected him and impacted him. Only he would know to how much. But
not a big complainer?
No, I know he's been dealing with it. I think I think for Connor, I'm most proud of him, the progress he's made, just his mental approach to the game. I think there's at times he'd be the first one to tell you there's some situations that he could handle differently, like all of us. But I think at the end of the day, he's made a lot of progress as a person. I think football's been an avenue for him to have some success and make some progress as a person. And he was a key contributor for us at offensive tackle and played some defensive tackle for us. When he was locked in on the offensive line, you know, when he was mentally locked in, he was a really good offensive lineman. So I'm happy for him that he had a solid senior campaign.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun for us to watch up in the booth when you try and focus at different times, try to focus on linemen and see what they're doing. And I did not realize how good he was last season, and his season got cut short. And after you talked about it, I kind of paid attention, and I was real pleased. It was a lot of fun watching that kid play.
Yep.
Drew Aaron, the big heavyweight on the line.
Well, Drew's one of the best kids in the program. Top-notch person. Has a lot of poise. Intelligent kid.
I was going to say, he gets a lot of A's, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's very smart. Very mature kid, and I think obviously very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just exciting for him and us to be able to see him be. He only missed one game this year, so he was able to, you know, play the season, his senior season, without having to miss a significant portion of the season. And, you know, probably our best offensive lineman, most complete offensive lineman. I think that, you know, he has a chance to go play probably the next level if he wants to. I know Wabash is interested in him, so he's definitely a kid that there's times when he just absolutely moved people off the offensive line, defensive line this year for. So I'm just happy for him. Drew's just such an outstanding person. He had a great senior season, was able to stay healthy. Good for him, and he's been a pleasure just to be around, more importantly.
If you want to make a note, if he wants to talk to somebody, Chris went to Wabash. And the Wabash, it's a tight-knit community. When there are players in this area that thinking about going there, he'll sit down and talk with them and give it to them straight. You know, so maybe, and by finding out, because it's not for everybody. Chris will tell you, Wabash College isn't for everybody.
Sure.
But if Drew's got what it takes, you know, I mean, Chris can help it one way or the other, and it doesn't matter which way.
He definitely has the capability to play there. You know, that'll be up to him what he decides to do after high school. But I know that's an option. I don't know whether he's going to do that or not, but I know that's something that's on the table there for him.
Good. And Hunter Perotti's the fourth one.
Well, yeah, he just really – I mean, kind of wowed us at the second half of the season. I think it shows a level of intelligence on his part that he wanted to seize his senior season and make the most of it, enjoy it. And, you know, you could talk about the one-handed catch he had on Friday night, which was unbelievable.
I gave it a holy cow. I mean, I said with excuse to
it just he had a different gear in the second half of the season. I think he's an all-conference type player. I think Drew Aaron is too. We'll see how the voting goes forward. But I think Hunter, I hope, will be able to recognize as an all-conference player, because he certainly had a great second half of his senior season. Just outstanding.
And for a good-sized kid, his acceleration was extremely quick. You see him get up to full speed, that's one thing. But the fact that he did it so quickly, about one or two steps, and then when he gets into high gear and then he accelerates again, he had a long, powerful stride that was just – fun to watch him run down people from behind.
Alan, just to see him thrive as a senior, to be able to enjoy it, that brings a lot of joy as a coach, to see him just pretty much giving maximum effort every time he stepped on the field. I'm happy for him that he can step away from this and can say to himself that he did the best he could
as
a high school football player, and had a lot of success his senior season. You know what? We were tying up the defensive stats for him. He had 45 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Here's where it gets interesting. He had 5 caused fumbles, 5 recovered fumbles, 3 of which were touchdowns, and he had 2 interceptions, 1 which was a touchdown. So
so that's 4 defensive touchdowns and 5 offensive touchdowns.
Correct.
That's
the 4 defensive touchdowns, that's quite a few. I don't know that I've ever had anybody that has had more on defense. So he certainly – they were all at key times, especially the ones early on against Pike Central and South Spencer. So he was very timely, and whenever these defensive touchdowns occurred, too.
That's what I said all season. It looks like anytime you asked him to do a job, he did it better than you could have asked him to do it. And so then you got to raise the bar for him. But he did fantastic, and you gave me some loose statistics here, 23 catches for 554 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's pretty terrific.
Yep. And the last thing I would say about, you know, this group of seniors is that, you know, good for them. They were the, you know, along the way there were some defections, obviously, because there's only four left. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, kudos to them for making all the way through. It's not an easy thing to do. And they're all good people. They'll go on to do good things, and just think a lot of them. And I think what's important to me is that I'm in a good place and they're in a good place with me, all four of those kids. You know, they after they're done with football, I feel like they know that I would do anything to help them out, and I feel the same way about them. So
football's for one, you know, you talked about players defecting over the years. For one thing, nowadays there are so many more opportunities and options and other things. And the other thing, football is really hard to play. It's hard to compete at. You have to really love it to play it. Otherwise, I can go do something else. It doesn't hurt this bad. But your guys did, and I'd be proud to have those four represent my school or my team anywhere you go.
100%. It's not always easy because, you know, at certain points in time, you're not going to make everybody happy. They might not be happy with their role or whatever. And I think that's where you have to see the bigger picture other than football. And just I am most pleased with, for me as a coach, if I don't want a kid walking away from the program with a bad taste in their mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, that might happen every once in a while, but I can tell you that with these kids, and almost every year that I've been a coach, that's not the case. And to me, that means more than anything else.
And they, of all the sports, I think football teaches you life's lessons a little bit better than the other ones do. And so those kids, good job for them. Sorry to see them go. Couple other stats. We've talked about the offensive side of the ball. Nash, why couldn't you have gotten him an 11-yard pass? Got him 48 catches, 989 yards, and 16 touchdowns. That's just a huge, huge year. And like I said, I didn't see a wide receiver that was as good as him all season long.
I don't think so. I think he's the best in the conference. And I think his numbers as a wide receiver warrant not only all-conference but an all-state selection as on the junior all-state team. Mm-hmm. So we'll certainly advocate for him, and I hope that he receives the recognition that he's deserving based on the season that he had.
Mm-hmm. Ryder Snodgrass numbers, 141 to 207, 68%, 2,270 yards, 25 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. Now, I know at the Thanksgiving dinner table, Rhett can say I had better numbers than that, but Ryder certainly did a terrific job, and it's his first year starting. That was just terrific numbers all season long. I was impressed that, by and large, he made smart decisions.
He did
throw the ball in harm's way very often.
I would agree with that. I'm very pleased with the season he had. You know, I never would have envisioned him having that many yards passing, but that's kind of how it turned out. I thought he threw a catchable ball, anticipates things well. You know, we'd like to see him get stronger and be more of a force in the running game, the quarterback running game next year. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason he can't. He's a big kid. He has a lot of room to fill out. So he had a really good year at the quarterback position, and I think he's got a lot of improvement and can even be better. And you know, I think on the offensive side too, you know, Grant Lippe was around 700 some yards rushing before he got hurt, and that was in week six.
Yeah.
So he was putting up some numbers, Allen. And then a lot of these defensive stats, I don't know if you want to transfer over here. Some of these aren't official. But, you know, I was looking at our defensive stats leaders. You know, didn't play great defensively all year, but, you know, a kid like Easton Hall led us in tackles at defensive end. Easton had 76 tackles, which is pretty impressive.
That is.
Four tackles for loss, one sack, four cost fumbles.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive. And then you go to a couple other kids like Brady Schickel, 55 tackles on the season, 5 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback sacks, 2 caused fumbles. Jeez. And not only the 10 sacks, but he had 8 quarterback hurries.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of times, and I noticed people, and I didn't always know which number it was, but you had a lot of hurries going on but fortunately, your guys held up at the last moment. They didn't get cheap shots and 15-yard penalties and stuff. That's a good thing to see at any time.
And then, you know, a kid like Krieger had 43 tackles on the season but missed 4 or 5 games on the season. So, you know, defense wasn't necessarily the strong suit about offense and defense this year, but just wanted to point out a couple kids there. Logan Clowers, you know, had a lot of pass breakups this season. He was mm-hmm. usually defending the other team's mm-hmm. best receiver. So just highlighting a couple things that kind of stand out there. And we already talked about, you know, Pedrotti on the defensive side of the ball now. And I guess now our attention turns to after Thanksgiving. And I think this is a pivotal point in our program. You know, our schedule is going to be difficult next year. We pick up Southridge during the regular season and drop Pike Central.
That's not a fair trade.
Not necessarily. So I think this a point in time where the senior class is really going to have to assume the responsibility of some leadership, and we're going to have to be committed as a team. You know, if we're not, then, you know, we're going to be sitting here at the end of next year, you know, and talking about another 5-4, you know, 500 season. That's not what we want to have happen. So I think it's a time that the kids need to get away for the next month, and then after Thanksgiving, we have to be fully committed as a program in the senior class, the juniors now, to be seniors, have to take the leadership and really get in the weight room and get focused and make some progress in there.
Yeah, and they've, you know, for all year long, we've had four seniors, you know, 11 juniors and so on and so forth. Next year it's going to be, we're going to be on an even playing field with those other people. So they've seen what a senior-laden team can do. They're going to be the senior-laden team, so they're going to have to set the bar for all the other players and be the leaders.
Yeah, and I think I think it's easy to kind of focus on the way the game ended, the way the season ended on Friday, but there's a lot of positives to take away too. You know, if you'd have told me before the season that I knew it wasn't going to be easy to get to five wins before the season started. Obviously, we felt like we should have got more, but you know, Alan, there's so many things that can happen. You know, due to injuries and stuff like that, there was no guarantees that we would even get to five with playing a tough schedule and a smaller senior class and all the things that can happen over the course of the season. So not the way we want it to end, but there's certainly a lot of positive. It's never as good as you think when things are going well, and when things don't go your way and they don't go, it's never as bad as you think either.
Sure.
It's usually somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
So looking forward to getting back to work after Thanksgiving and stepping on the gas and trying to become a better, more complete football team.
Absolutely. So, yeah, take a breather, get come back when you're fresh, and I'll see you during basketball season, get some updates so I know what's going on in July.
Well, no doubt. I think the basketball team has a chance to have success this year too, so looking forward to watching them play.
Absolutely. Well, listen, appreciate it. Congratulations on a good season. Obviously, wish you were playing for another few weeks, but you made another step on the ladder. You know, just keep going upward and onward. With that, I'll say thank you, and thanks to United Fidelity Bank. Thanks to Coach Fisher for all the time, and I'll say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI. This show has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Keitel Eye Care, Expressway Chevrolet, J&J Welding, Crane Credit Union, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon Inn Club, Bullard Electric, Team Milam ERA First Advantage Realty, Expressway Jeep, and the Coach's Show is hosted by United Fidelity Bank. Follow Mount Vernon Sports all season long on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.